As I settle down to pray, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Openness, love, security, peace. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 27 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. I contemplated the work of all the Blessed Trinity, in which contemplation I saw and understood these three properties: the property of fatherhood, and the property of motherhood, and the property of the Lordship in one God. As to the first, I saw and understood that the high might of the Trinity is our Father, and the deep wisdom of the Trinity is our Mother, and the great love of the Trinity is our Lord. And in all these we have in nature and in our substantial creation. As truly as God is our Father, so truly God is our Mother, and He revealed that in everything. I understand three ways of contemplating motherhood in God. The first is the foundation of our nature's creation. The second is His taking of our nature, where the motherhood of grace begins. The third is the motherhood at work, and in that, by the same grace, everything is penetrated in length and in breadth, in height and in depth, without end, and it is all one love. I repeat the word or phrase that has caught me again and again in my mind. I reflect on my word or phrase. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture, Ephesians 3, verses 18 to 19, and Psalm 131, verses 1 to 2. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend, with all the saints, what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvellous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. My soul is like the weaned child that is with me. I repeat the word or phrase that has caught me over and over again in my mind. I reflect on my new word or phrase. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I see that it's I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what this word or phrase means to me. And I tell God what this word or phrase makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.